Brought to you by the courtesy of Hare Krishna Dham Houston on 106.1 FM. We are your hosts Vinod Bihari Das
and I'm Bina Shirhatte.
We would like to remind all of you that you can also listen to this program live at tunein.com or download the TuneIn application and search for 106.1 FM. Well, the entire nation is indeed in a pensive mood because of the latest mass shootings at an Oregon community college, where a lone gunman opened fire, targeting specifically Christians, according to the father of a wounded student. Of greater concern to all of us is the increasing number of such incidents. Angry and frustrated, Obama condemned latest mass shootings in the US, visibly frustrated with what he said had become the routine nature of another mass shooting in the United States on Thursday. President Obama demanded a change in the politics of guns in America, saying that simply thinking of and praying for victims was not enough. Very true indeed. Such ghastly incidents make us think of the need of present-day society. And what is that? A peace formula on how the entire humanity can live in peace, friendship, and prosper. United Nations organization has tried to achieve this very objective for many years, but has failed miserably. All that has happened is the increase in the number of flags and expenditure every year with no peace in sight. All the great thinkers and well-wishers of the world have only one question. What is the root cause of this violence? What is the solution? And who can lead us from this darkness of ignorance to light? His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of ISKCON, says that God's creation is complete and perfect in every respect. It is we who are creating disturbance, and everyone is suffering due to ignorance. In Sanskrit, it is called avidya. Just as one contracts a disease out of ignorance. So our topic for today is why this violence and what can we do about it? To shed some light on the present-day problems and solutions, let's hear a lecture given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada on the occasion of his Vyas Puja Day in 1973 at the Bhaktivedanta Manor in England. But first of all, we'll chant a few verses from Bhagavad Gita as it is. We would be reading from chapter 1. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We'll start with text number 16. Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha Nakulaha Sahadevascha Sughosha Manipushpakau.
Cells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra.
Kashyascha Parameshvasaha Sikhandi cha Maharathaha Drushtadyumno Viratascha Satyaki cha Parajitaha.
Yudhishthira, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell, the Anant Vijaya, and Nakula and Sahadeva blew the Sughosha and Manipushpaka. The great archer of the king of Kashi, the great fighter Shikhandi, Drishtadyumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi, and the others, O king, such as the mighty armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conch shells.
Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvashaha Prithivipate Saubhadrascha Mahabaho Shankhan Dadmo Pruthak Pruthak Saghosho Dhartarashtranam Hrudayani Vedarayat Nabascha Prithivim Chaiva Tumulo Venunadayan.
The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. Shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra.
Atha vyavasthitan drushtva dhartarashtran kapidvajaya pravrutte shastra sampate danurudyamya pandavah.
At that time, Arjuna, the son of Pandu, seated in the chariot bearing the flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows. O king, after looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra, drawn in military array, Arjuna then spoke to Lord Shri Krishna these words.
Rushikesham tada vakyam idamaha mahipate अर्जुन उवाच सेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये रथं स्थापय मेच्युत यावदेतान् निरीक्षेऽहं युद्धो कामानवस्थितान् कैर्मया सह योद्धव्यम् अस्मिन् रणसमुद्यमे
अर्जुन सेड् ओ इन्फैलिबल वन प्लीज ड्रॉ माय चैरियट बिटवीन द टू आर्मीज सो दैट आई मे सी दोस प्रेजेंट हियर हु डिजायर टू फाइट and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms.
Yochamanam avekshaham ya etatra samagataha dhartarashtrasya durbuddhe yuddhe priyachikirshavah.
Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra.
Sanjaya uvacha एवमुक्त्वो ऋषिकेशो गुडाकेशेन भारत सेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रथोत्तमम्
Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharata, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Shri Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties.
भीष्मद्रोण प्रमुखतः सर्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थ पश्यैतान् समवेतान् कुरुनिति
In the presence of Bhishma, Drona and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, Just behold, Partha, all the Kurus assembled here.
Tatra pashyat sthitan Parthah, pitrun tatha pitamahan, acharyan matulan bhratrun, पुत्रान पौत्रान सखींस्तता
देयर अर्जुना कुड सी विद इन द मिडस्ट ऑफ द आर्मीज ऑफ बोथ पार्टीज हिज फादर्स ग्रैंडफादर्स टीचर्स मैटरनल अंकल्स ब्रदर्स सन्स ग्रैंडसन्स फ्रेंड्स एंड आल्सो हिज फादर्स इन लॉ एंड वेल विशर्स
श्वशुरान सुवृदश्चैव सेनयोरुभयोरपि तान समीक्षस्य कौन्तेय सर्वान् बन्धून् अवस्थितान् कृपया परया विष्टो विशीदन्तम् इदमब्रवीत्
When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus.
Arjuna उवाच दृष्ट्वे मम स्वजनं कृष्ण युयुत्सुं समुपस्थितं सीदन्ति मम गात्राणि मुखं च परिशुष्यति वेपतुश्च शरीरे मे रोमहर्षश्च जायते
Arjuna said, My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up.
गांडीवं श्रंसते हस्तात् त्यक्चैव परिदह्यते न च शक्नोम अवस्थातुं भ्रमतीव चेम मनः
My whole body is trembling and my hair is standing on end. My bow Gandiva is slipping from my hand and my skin is burning.
शारदावानन्दनिरलोकाय कारुण्य घनाघनत्यम् सप्तशकल्लनगुणार्णवश वन्दे गुरश्रीचरणारविन्दन् महाप्रभु कीर्तन नित्य गीता बादित्रमाचन्मन सोरसेना रोमांचकं पाशुतरंग भाजो वंदे गुरुसी चरण अरविंदम शारदा वानल नीरलोका ज्ञानाय कारुण्य घनाघनत्यम् सकलन गुणार्णवश वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् त्रिविग्रहाराधन नितनाना सिंहारतन्मन्दिरमार्जनादौ श्रीविग्रहाराधन नितनाना सिंहारतन्मन्दिरमार्जनादौ युक्तश्च भक्तांश्च निजञ्जतोऽपि वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् युक्तश्च भक्तांश्च निजञ्जतोऽपि वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् संशारदा वानलनीलोक प्राणाय कारुण्य सकलानगुणार्णवश वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् चतुर्विधासि भगवत्प्रसाद सर्वान्नचित्तं हरिवक्त्रसङ्घान् चतुर्विधासि भगवत्प्रसाद सर्वान्नचित्तं हरिवक्त्रसङ्घान् वृत्तैव तृप्तिं भजत सदैव वृत्तैव तृप्तिं भजत सदैव वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् राधिका माधवयरपार माधुर्जलिरागुणरूपनाम्नाम् श्रीराधिका माधवयरपार माधुर्जलिरागुणरूपनाम्नाम् प्रतीक्षणस्वादनलोपश प्रतीक्षणस्वादनलोपास वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् संशारदा वानलनीलोक प्राणाय कारुण्य घनाघनत्यम् प्राप्तसकलन् गुणान्नवश वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् निकुञ्जजूनारतिकलिसिद्धै जाजालिभिद्युक्तिरपेक्षणीया निकुञ्जजूनारतिकलिसिद्धै जाजालिभिद्युक्तिरपेक्षणीया तत्रातिदाक्षागतिबल्लवश वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् वन्दे गुरसि चरणारविन्दम् संसारदा Sakshadhari tena chamasta shastrayi Ruktasta thabhapata eva sadabhi Sakshadhari tena chamasta shastrayi Ruktasta thabhapata eva sadhi Bande Tulasi Charanarabindam Tanto Prabhuta Priya Eva Darsha Bande Tulasi Charanarabindam Sanshara Dhava Nalalinga Loka Pranaya Padina Ghana Ghanatyam Shakalan Punarnavasha Bande Tulasi Charanarabindam Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadat Yasya Prasadat Nagati Kutopi Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadat Yasya prasadat nagati kutopi Dayam stubam tasya jasasri sandham Dayam stubam tasya jasasri sandham Bande Tulasi Charanarabindam Bande Tulasi Charanarabindam
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. The song you heard just now was written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and sung by none other than His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who appeared in the middle of the 17th century, is a great spiritual master in the Krishna conscious parampara. He says, "One who with great care and alteration loudly recites this beautiful prayer to the spiritual master during the Brahma Muhurta obtains direct service to Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavana, at the time of death." Now, those of you who do not know Brahma Muhurta is 1.5 hours before the point of sunrise to the point of sunrise. Now, without any further ado, let us listen to the lecture from His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 22nd, 1973, in London, England.
Om Ajnana Timiranya Sagyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Veno Bhutale स्वयं रूप कदामयम ददाति सपदांतिकम। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तबिंद, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम। थैंक यू वेरी मच। सो टुनाइट सब्जेक्ट मैटर फॉर स्पीकिंग इज व्हाट इज गुरु। सो गुरु देयर आर मेनी डिस्क्रिप्शन, सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज द सेम बट डिफरेंट वे गुरु हैज बीन described by different acharyas. Their aim is the same, but language or presentation may be little different. So, generally, guru means Ajnana Tinirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo. Just like in darkness, Ajnana Tinirandhas. Ajnana means ignorance, without knowledge. That is called Ajnana. So Ajnana is compared, ignorance, stupidity is compared with darkness. Just like if this room immediately all lights are off, then it becomes dark. We cannot see where I am sitting, where others sitting. It becomes a confusion. Similarly, in this material world, we are all in the darkness. This material world is called darkness. It is called tama. Tama means darkness. Or timir. Timir means darkness. And actually it is darkness. Because this material world is dark, there is need of sunlight, there is need of moonlight, there is need of electricity. But there is another world. We get description from the Vedic literature. Najatra bhasayate surya na sasanka na pavaka. There is another world, spiritual world, where there is no darkness and therefore there is no need of sunlight, there is no need of moonlight, there is no need of electricity. So Guru's business is to bring out the disciples from darkness to light. That is Guru's business. That is Guru. First business is that because everyone is suffering on account of ignorance. Just like you contaminate some disease out of ignorance. You do not know hygienic principles. You do not know that this thing will contaminate me, this association will contaminate me, this kind of food will contaminate me. Because we do not know, therefore we contact infection, sometimes suffer from disease. It is very simple to understand. Suppose one commits something criminal, due to ignorance. Due to ignorance. But in the court, when a man is criminal, when the court, if he says that I did not know the law, he will not be excused. Ignorance is no excuse. Similarly, even a child, he does not know, he catches one fire, the fire will burn. No excuse. The power will not consider that here is a child, he does not know. Excuse, no, no excuse. So as there are stringent laws of nature or laws of the state, because you do not know something, you have committed some wrong. You'll be excused. No, there is no punishment. You have committed something wrong out of ignorance. You must suffer. This is the law, nature's law. You can have many examples. Suppose you cannot eat more out of ignorance. If you eat more, then you have to fast 2 days, 3 days, somewhere. Or you will have some disease. You cannot violate any laws of the nature or any laws of the state, anywhere. Wherever there is law, if you break it, then you will suffer. This is ignorance. Therefore, Guru's business is every human being is suffering in this material world. Nobody can say that I am not suffering. It is not possible. There must be suffering. There are three kinds of suffering. That out of ignorance also, a rascal is suffering, he is saying that I am very healthy. That he has another ignorance. There are three kinds of sufferings in this material world. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidvaitik. Suffering on account of my own body and mind. This suffering is not imposed by anyone else. I do it. The same thing. That I cannot digest, but I eat more. So there must be dysentery in my suffering. This is due to my body and mind. That is another one kind of suffering. Another suffering is imposed by other living entities. Just like your enemy, or an animal, or there are ants, mosquitoes, flies, they are all causing suffering. You are killing them and they are trying to give you suffering. This is called struggle. This is called adhibhautik, suffering given by other living entities. Suffering caused by myself. This is called adhyatmik. And suffering caused by other living. And there are other sufferings caused by the nature, superior power, adhidaivik. Then all of a sudden there is no rain, no rainfall. And now for want of rainfall there is no food grain. Excessive heat, excessive chilly cold, earthquake, famine, so many by natures, imposed by the natures, flood. So there are three kinds of sufferings in the material world, and everyone is suffering either by one, two or three or. But nobody can say that I am completely free from suffering. That is not possible. And why this suffering? Due to ignorance. I do not know. I am committing sinful life. I am committing mistakes. Therefore I am suffering. Therefore Guru's business is first to rescue his despite and disciple from ignorance. Ajnanati nirandhasya. Everyone is suffering out of ignorance. Therefore Guru's business is to, just like we go to school. We go to school, we send our children to his court. Why? To save him from suffering. To get education. If my son does not get education, he will suffer in the future. The same process. To get him out of ignorance. To get him relief from the suffering. The Guru's business is Ajnanati nirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya. So suffering is due to ignorance. Ignorance is compared with darkness. So in the darkness, how you can save one? By some light. So, Guru's business is to take the torch light of knowledge and present before the ignorant or the disciple in darkness, and that gives him, relieve him from the sufferings of darkness or ignorance. This is Guru's business. Then another verse says, tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva abhigacchet samipāni sutriyam brahmanistam. It is Vedic in Yangsa. Somebody was asking that whether guru is absolutely necessary. Yes, absolutely necessary. That is the Vedic in Yangsa. The Veda said, tad-vijñānārtham. Tad-vijñān means spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge, for acquiring spiritual knowledge, tad-vijñānārtham. So, one, gurum eva, eva means must, gurum, mane to a guru, must go to guru, not a guru, the guru. Guru is one. Because, as it is explained by our Revatinandan Maharaj, guru is coming from the disciplic succession. What 5,000 years ago Vyasadeva instructed or Krishna instructed, the same thing we are also instructing. Therefore, there is no difference between instruction. Therefore, guru is one. Although hundreds and thousands of acharyas have come and gone, but the message is one. That the guru cannot be two. Real guru will not talk differently. Some guru says that in my opinion he should like this, and some guru will say in my opinion he'll do this. They are not gurus. They are all askers. Guru has no own opinion. Guru has got only one opinion, the same opinion which was expressed by Krishna or Vyasadeva, or Narada, or Arjuna, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the Goswamis, you'll find the same thing. 5,000 years ago, Lord Sri Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, and Vyasadeva wrote it, recorded it. Vyasadeva does not say that it is my opinion. Vyasadeva writes, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. What am I writing? It is spoken by the Supreme Personality of God. He is not giving his own opinion. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Therefore, he is guru. He is not misinterpreting the words of Krishna. He is giving as it is, just like a bearer, peon. Somebody has written you letter. The peon has got the letter. It does not mean he has to correct it or edit it or addition. No. He will present you. That is his duty. Then he is guru. He is honest. Similarly, guru cannot be two. Mind that. The person may be different, but the message is the same. That the guru is one. That Vedic instruction is, tad-vijñānārtham sa gurum eva abhigacchet. Gurum eva, one must, eva means must, abhigacchet. This verb is used when there is this sense of must. And never says go to a guru, but he says must approach the guru. Guru is one. Guru cannot be two. Guru meva abhigacchet. And we see also, practically, in the disciple succession of guru, the same thing is spoken by the guru. Same thing, repetition of the same subject matter, no other. Krishna said that, marmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru, just think of me, marmana, just become devotee of me, manmana bhagavad bhakta, just worship me, and just offer your obeisances and to me, sarva-dhammān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja, just surrender unto me. You'll find this instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. The same thing was spoken by all the acharyas. Ramanujacharya also says the same thing, Madhvacharya says same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says same thing, the Goswami says same thing, and we are also speaking the same thing. There is no difference. We do not interpret the words of Krishna that in my opinion, Kurukshetra means this body, this is Askalya. The whole situation has been spoiled by the so-called rascal gurus who gives his own opinion. This is our plain declaration. Let any rascal guru come, we can convince him that he is not guru, because he is speaking differently. We can challenge any rascal. Just like somebody came here, he says that he is God. Every one of us, God. Stop this. So, I ask, just find out in the dictionary what is the meaning of God. Let us see whether he is God. The dictionary, as soon as dictionary was consulted, the meaning of God is the Supreme Being. Meaning of God. By asking, are you supreme? If you cannot understand, then find out the meaning of supreme. Then when we consult a dictionary with supreme, it is said the greatest authority. By asking, are you the greatest authority? The rascal could not answer. He does not know even the dictionary meaning, and he is claiming that he is God. This rascal dream is going. Whole world. Big rascal samis, they say, why you are finding out God anywhere? You do not see so many rascal gods are loitering in the street. If you simply consult dictionary, you can understand what is the meaning of God. God is so cheap thing. Supreme Being. Are you Supreme Being? Supreme means the highest authority. Highest authority means nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him. That is Supreme. So these rascals who are claiming to become God, is it a fact that nobody is equal to him, nobody is greater than him? There are so many. So this kind of guru, this kind of rascal, will not help you. Guru must come from the parampara system, by disciple succession, 5,000 years or 5 millions of years, what was spoken by the Supreme God or Guru, the present Guru also will say the same thing. That is Guru. That is bona fide Guru. Otherwise he is not Guru. Simple definition. Guru cannot change any word of the predecessor. There is one instance in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. One gentleman is Ballavacharya. He was very much devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote one comment on Srimad Bhagavata. Subodhini Tika it is called. That is recognized, nice tika, comment. But he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he simply said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, if you hear my comments on the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find it is far better than Siddhar Swami. Siddhar Swami is a very old commented. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately rejected. You are claiming that you have written something better than Siddhartha Swami. soul. He chastised him. Sami means another. He sarcastically remarked the word Sami. See that Sami? Sami, another Sami means husband. So he said, Sami jiva nahi mane besha bole guni. I think one who does not recognize Sami, he is a prostitute. He immediately said, you do not recognize Siddha Sami, then you are a prostitute. How can I hear from a prostitute? Refuse. Only word, that I have written better than Sami. So this is the process of Guru. You cannot disobey the previous Acharya or Guru. No, you have to repeat the same thing. Not research. No. Sometimes askers come that you are speaking the same thing. Why don't you speak something new by research? We say that we have no intelligence. We cannot make any research. We are Guru Mare Murkha Deki Korila Vicha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. That my Guru Maharaj saw me a great fool number one. So one who remains a great fool number one before his Guru, he is Guru. And one who says that I am advanced so much that I can speak better than my Guru, then he is asking. This is the path. Evaṁ parampara prātam mimaṁ rājasayo vidu sakāle yuga nashta parantapa, Krishna said in the fourth chapter. So, Guru is one, Guru cannot be two. As soon as we find two opinions of Guru, either both of them are rascals or one is justice, at least justice. There cannot be two. This is Guru. Another place, it is said, tasmāt guruṁ pravaddeta jigyāsu śreya uttamam śābde parecha nishnātam brahmani upasamāsvayam. Who needs a guru? A third class, fourth class man, ordinary man doesn't require a guru. Guru, to keep a guru or to have a guru is not a fashion. One who is very serious to understand spiritual life, he requires a guru. Otherwise there is no need of guru. Just like if you keep a dog as a passion, then don't keep a guru. Guru means is a question of necessity. One must be very serious to understand what is spiritual life, what is God, what is my relation with God, how to act. When we are very much serious on this subject matter, then we require a guru. Don't go to a guru as a matter of fashion. And that is useless. That is useless. Therefore, Shastra says, tasmād guruṁ pravaddeta. Because you have to go to guru and surrender there. Without surrendering, you cannot learn anything. If you want to challenge guru, it is not possible. Then you learn nothing. Tasmāt guruṁ pravaddeta. Panipātena. So, just like Arjuna accepted Krishna as guru, he says, śiṣyasteham sādhimāṁ prapannam. I am now surrendered. That is the process. Tad-viddhi panipātena pariprasneva sevaya. So, guru means Krishna's representative, former Acharya's representative. Krishna's, all Acharya's are representative of Krishna. Therefore, Guru should be offered the same respect as you offer to God. Tasmāt guruṁ pravaddeta. Therefore, Viśvanātha Chakravarti Thakur says, jasya prasādāt bhagavat prasāda. Because Guru is bona fide representative of Krishna, God. So if you surrender to Guru, bona fide Guru, that means you surrender to God. God is accepting your surrenderance through the Guru. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. If you surrender to Guru, that means Krishna is pleased. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva-dharmān parityajya ekam saraṇam vraja, surrender. That somebody argues, where is Krishna? I shall surrender. No, you surrender to his representative, then you surrender to Krishna. This is the path. The Guru is the representative of God. Therefore, the Shastra says, the authority says, Sakshad Haritena Samastra Shastri. Guru is as good as God. Here in this Vyasa Puja day, we are teaching, or they are doing, offering respect to Guru. That means they are learning how to offer respect to God. It is not personal affair. It is required. Because they are trying to be God conscious, they must learn how to offer respect to God or God's representative. That is required. Sakshadharitena samastha shastri. In all the shastra Vedic literature, Guru is described as good as God. But Guru will never say that I am God. The disciple's duty is to offer respect to Guru as he offers respect to God. But Guru will never say that because my disciples are offering me respect as God, therefore I have become God. As soon as he thinks so, he becomes dog. He is no more God. Therefore, Vishnu Chakravarti says, why Guru is offered respect like God? Kintu prabhurja priyayivatasya. Guru is offered the same respect as he offers respect to God, just like in the morning. The other side, Arutrik was going on, offering to Krishna God, and this side, was Arutrik was going on to offer respect to the spiritual master. The same respect. But Guru will never say, and he is not that. Guru will never say, now I have become God. No. God does not become. God is always God. So God is God and Guru is Guru. But as a matter of etiquette, God is the Sevya God, worshipable God. And Guru is the worshipper God. Just try to understand. Worshipable God and worshipper God. This is Sevya Bhagavan, Sevak Bhagavan. That's why Guru is addressed Prabhupada. Prabhu means the law and Pad means the position. One who has taken the position of the law. The same thing, Sakshad Haritan, Prabhupada. So these are the terms one who is serious to study the science of God. They learn all these things. So, one who is very serious to understand the science of God, for him a guru is required. Don't try to keep a guru as a matter of fashion. Then it has become a fashion to accept somebody, some rascal as guru, and say that I have got my guru. Now what kind of guru you have got? You are talking nonsense. Acharyavan purusha veda. One who has accepted Guru, he'll talk sense, but there is meaning. He'll never talk any nonsense. That is the sign that he has got Guru. He has got the sacred thread. Yes, he is accepted by bona fide Guru. That is the sign, sacred thread. So, you are offering good respect to your spiritual master. That is very nice. You are very thankful. But at the same time, we should remember that how to carry out the orders of the Guru. so that people may not think that you are talking nonsense. You must be very careful. So, in the Bhagavad Gita also, I am citing various verses from various shastras, Kathopanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, here is another verse. Krishna says, Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. This is Bhagavad Gita. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. So you have to learn from Guru by three processes. What is that? First process is you must surrender. Tasmat gurum prabhadita. Surrender. You have to find out such a exalted person where you can willingly surrender. Yes. Therefore, it is enjoined in the shastras, before making a guru, try to study him, whether you can surrender there. Don't accept any guru all of a sudden as fanatic. No, don't do that.
Those nectarian words were of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and came to you from Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. And I'm sure you would have found some solution on today's problem, why this violence and what can we do about it. So, as we are coming close to the end of today's program, we wish you all a very happy week ahead, a very Krishna conscious week, and also request all our listeners to join us this evening at the Hare Krishna Dham to glorify their beautiful Lordship, Srimati Radharani and Sri Sri Radha Neelamadava, sharp at 5:30 p.m. See you all there. We will be signing off. These are your hosts, Vinod Bihari Das.
And I'd like to wish everybody a most auspicious week ahead, seeking the blessings of Guru and Gauranga. This is Bina signing off.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna